Jennifer Aniston has been getting a lot of attention lately for the men in her personal life, but these days she wants to focus on the man in her professional life, actor Clive Owen, who co-stars in the new thriller, Derailed.
Oh, I'm drinking you under the bar, mister.
Really?
Yeah, and I bet I can do it in 3 drinks.
You like to gamble?
Well, it's not really gambling when you never lose.
I saw you on Oprah. I thought you were terrific on Oprah.
Thanks. You love Oprah?
We all. Yeah, I'm
hey, I love Oprah.
I'm in the front pew of the Church of Oprah.
I'm good. I'm next to you.
One of the things you talked about was Clive Owen. Now, is he a good kisser?
That would be correct.
That would be correct.
Yes. Kiss me.
Because Julie Roberts, what's the story with Julie Roberts?
Agree with me?
Right. Did she not say to you, if you have a chance to work with Clive, what did she say?
It was a coincidence. It was a weird moment where I had just gotten the script, and like a half hour later, we went and had lunch, and she just sort of out of the blue said, you know, has anybody ever worked with Clive Owen? And I just said, that's very strange. I just got a script with his name attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, if you can work with him, he's fantastic.
Dreamy, I think, was the word that I read.
She said dreamy. One of us said dreamy.
Yeah. Is he dreamy?
He's dreamy.
Yeah.
Have you met him?
Yes.
What do you think?
I know,
again.
Dreamy.
Come on.
Yeah.
You guys, we can say he's a little dreamy.
He's so dreamy.
Yeah. He's just a good actor. He's a good man.
Let me ask you some questions about vis-a-vis the Julia Roberts thing.
Okay.
Right? If in a conversation with among actors, right?
Yes.
Who are the other people you've worked with? Would you tell another actor, absolutely work with so-and-so, or is dreamy, or is...
Good gosh, everyone I've worked with. I'd say Clive Owen.
Yeah.
I'd say a lot of them. Who I just worked with?
Let me give you some.
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn.
Right.
Besides being a co-star in The Breakup, which will be released next year, Vaughn is also reported to be Aniston's new boyfriend.
So you're out of the closet with him.
I'm not talking about this.
And who could blame her? Aniston's highly publicized divorce from Brad Pitt was tabloid fodder all summer long. Aniston sat back as it played out. She eventually bared her soul to Vanity Fair and gave it its highest-selling issue ever.
The Vanity Fair piece was very interesting to me. Mm-hmm. There were lots of opportunities for you to lash out or get even or something. And it was clear to me you said, I'm not going there.
I don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a part of that. You know that they're going to create that crap anyway, so you can at least go to bed knowing you have had no participation in it whatsoever. You know.
What is that about your personality, though, that says, I'm reading that as, I'm a glass half full person, not a glass.
I am.
Are you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a great life. I'm a very lucky human being. I mean, I've, you know, when you, like I said, when you see what people have walked through, I've lost a son or a daughter to some tragedy. I haven't lost my home to natural disaster. So if this is, it's not, I'm not going walking through anything different than a lot of men and women have to walk through. Mine, just like I said,
I find it very admirable.
Well, thank you. It's very sweet.
When you were on Oprah,
yes.
Did you feel the love? I mean, people
did feel love. I feel love everywhere I go. I feel love. It's a lot of love.
Do you sense it as you can you walk? Do you walk down the streets of New York?
I do. Yes.
Yeah.
Some people you don't feel a lot of love from is Bob Ross's.
Right.
But they're just trying to make a buck.
Sure. But from the standpoint of everything that you've been through in the last year, it seems to me that there's just a kind of an amazing amount of public support. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot to me. It's my personal life, and I feel sorry that people have had to be, you know, kind of, you know, saturated with it. It's exhausting, and... You know, but it's very kind that people have been nothing but loving and supportive beyond.
Yeah.
Very sweet in a time when there's a lot of other things to be thinking about.